Jacques Cartier. On April 20, 1534, Jacques Cartier arrived at Cape Bonavista, Newfoundland. For some strange reason, Cartier's written account of his voyage does not mention much about sailing or exploring. Nevertheless, he made up for this deficiency by including more than enough useless information. For instance, did you know that his crew chased, killed, and ate a polar bear on May 24, 1534? Pretty important, huh? He didn't mention that he and his crew probably subsequently suffered from explosive diarrhea for the next 3 days. Bear meat should generally not be eaten. Cartier's written accounts describe how poor weather compelled him to find a sheltered harbor along the coast of Newfoundland. After waiting out the storm, he continued sailing southward into what he thought was a bay. It was actually the entrance to the St. Lawrence River. The north shore of the St. Lawrence was extremely rocky, lacking vegetation. The sight influenced Cartier to remark, "This was the land that God gave to Cain." Actually, God had given it to the Iroquois. On June 12th, Cartier caught sight of some natives, probably Iroquois. Then on July 24th, 1534, Cartier took possession of the whole territory, modern-day Labrador and Quebec, in the name of the King of France. A number of Iroquois were present when Cartier planted a 30-foot-tall cross during a land-claiming ceremony. As soon as the French were back aboard ship, a canoe arrived bearing an Iroquoian chieftain named Donnacona. Donnacona protested that the planting of the cross was a violation of his people's territory. Cartier's account of the incident read as follows.
"He indicated to us the land all around, as if he wanted to say that all the land was his, and that we should not have put up the cross without his permission."
Cartier ended up forcibly seizing Donnacona's two sons that had come to the ship with him. Cartier indicated, through signs, that he wished to take the Iroquoian men back to France to show the boys to his king. On July 25th, Cartier said goodbye to the Iroquois and sailed back to France with Donnacona's sons. Cartier later established a small settlement near the spot where he had planted the controversial cross. The Iroquois and the French, at least in the beginning, appeared to be on good terms.